is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith. I'll be joined by Tom Loeffler of Loeffler Commodities. Tom, what happened today in the cattle markets?
Well, most of our trading today, Leslie, was on the negative side for the cattle. The good news is we did bounce off the lows for both live cattle and feeder cattle by the close. And matter of fact, feeder cattle were getting back very close to unchanged by the 1 o'clock closing. Choice box beef at mid-morning was $1.08 higher. Selects up $1.87 on a movement of 98 loads. We saw an estimated cattle kill day of only 96,000 head. Now, keep in mind, a week ago today, it was only 91,000 head. Hog market had one of its best closes today in quite some time. On the close today, June cattle were 10 cents lower. August live cattle down 57. August feeder cattle were down 12. October feeders down a nickel. And July lean hog, 85 cents higher.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
It's cold. It's fresh. It's nutritious. Milk is the most wholesome beverage in the grocery store, and it all starts on the farm. I'm proud to be a dairy farmer and work hard to produce delicious dairy foods. I take pride in my commitment to our land, our cows, and it's my passion and way of life. So raise an ice-cold glass of milk and drink up to your health. To learn more about dairy farmers and dairy foods, visit DairyMax.org.
End insect infestations that damage stored grains and lower profits. For pennies a bushel, operators can fight insects in stored grains with one of the best combinations in the market. A tank mix of Diacon IGR plus Sentinel Insecticide gives you the long-term control of an insect growth regulator plus the knockdown power of a broad-spectrum insecticide. Try Diacon IGR and Sentinel Insecticide, the bug-free grain solutions for stored grain protection. For information, contact your local dealer or call 800-248-7766. Tom, how would you describe today's wheat market?
Very disappointing, Leslie, as we saw some great gains overnight, some decent trading volume too, and then we closed well off the highs of the session, closed in Kansas City negative, even though Chicago did manage to close positive, and we saw good gains for the second straight session in our corn and soybeans. Corn and soybeans still getting some positive reaction from wet weather concerns out there, which is bringing about short covering by the fund positions in the market, but we could not help the Kansas City wheat that much today, as they did come off of good highs. July KC wheat today closed down a penny. September KC was down 0.75 cents. July Chicago wheat was 2.5 cents higher. July corn was up 5.25 cents. December corn was up a nickel. July soybeans up 11.5 cents. November up 12.25. And July cotton 13 points lower.
Tom, what's your phone number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network.